And it's time for Steve Stebbing. What the hell should we watch this weekend? Live from Penticton in the British of Columbia's... Hello, Steve.
Hello, hello, everybody.
SteveStebbing.ca if you want to check it out, by the way. And you can check out his handsome beard. Okay, what the hell should we watch this weekend? The weather is getting cooler and everything is getting more mellow. So what, we got some good stuff, I think, here. Some good things.
Yeah, we got some stuff to get you through the long weekend here and keep you entertained and everything.
Okay, cool. Let's get started with Amsterdam.
We need to clear our names.
Oh, that's something.
It was killed because of something that he had seen.
Because of an organization who want to rule the world.
Rule the world. We need you good people to help us out.
It's the only hope that we have to get out of this situation.
Let's hope this goes well.
Kind of hard to tell what kind of movie it is from the tone there, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, this one's basically, it's kind of like a mystery at its heart, but it's basically about three friends that met in the war, the first war, World War, with Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, and John David Washington are your main characters. But I mean, this is a huge cast around them. You got Anya Taylor-Joy, Rami Malek, Robert De Niro's in this one. Mike Myers is in this. Michael Shannon. Like, it's a huge cast, and it comes from David O. Russell, known for American Hustle, Silver Linings Playbook, I Heart Huckabees. And this movie is, I mean, I just got back from it, and I have to say, with sparks of brilliance, it just wasn't very good. I was really, really, really disappointed in it. But I mean, I also didn't really enjoy David O. Russell's last movie, Joy. I think I sat in my press screening, like, seething anger of how much I was wasting my time with that one. This one doesn't really feel like a waste of time. It just feels like it's never a sum of the great parts that it should be. And like, wow. I said, sparks of brilliance. Christian Bale is really incredible in the film. But yeah, I just wanted something better, especially when you get to the end and you're like, that's it. That was it. So, yeah.
All right. That one's called Amsterdam. SteveStebbing.ca. What the hell should we watch this weekend? Next on the list, Werewolf by Night.
Tonight, it is every hunter for themselves.
Good luck. I'll be rotting for you.
But one of you is a monster, masquerading as one of our own. I can't wait to find out what breed of evil you are.
Oh, it gets a little wild at the end there, Steve.
Yeah, that's right. The MCU is bringing you a special little presentation, a little hour-long movie for the Halloween month that is done in black and white in that classic Hammer horror style. But basically, it is about a group of monster hunters that are brought together when the death of their leader causes a search for new leadership, and these monster hunters are brought together to take down a monster that is also in possession of the Bloodstone, which has unknown powers contained within it. And I mean, this introduces all new characters that could become big in the Marvel universe if they use them. Beyond this, I mean, Elsa Bloodstone, Jack Russell, and Man-Thing. As a comic fan, these are big, big, big characters to me. So, yeah, I really, really had a lot of fun with this movie. And yeah, it's creepy as crawly and quite more violent than I expected it to be. So, yeah. I would recommend it if you like.
You like the scary
Bump the Night
though.
Stuff. Yeah,
we should probably just declare that. So, okay,
I don't
cool
think
stuff.
It's a secret now.
Well, I know, but there could be new people listening, so we got to say that Steve likes the scary. This one fills the scary. Next on the list, Triangle of Sadness.
The success of a luxury cruise mainly depends on you. I don't want to hear anybody saying no. Always, yes, sir, yes, ma'am.
I command you, enjoy the moment.
No,
no,
no.
What? You say no to me?
No, no.
Oh, so it's yes.
Yes, no.
Yes.
Who's on first? Classic.
Yeah, right. So this is kind of cool because I actually watched this movie as a kind of a pre-screening for the Vancouver International Film Festival, which this one screened at and now gets kind of its regular across Canada release on Friday. And I mean, this comes from a director named Ruben Ostlund, who has done films like Force Majeure and The Square. And he's always been like a very, very much a firebrand of satire. And this is his most vicious because you basically got influencers, one percenters, Russian oligarchs, and everybody heading on to this very exclusive cruise with a captain that is having a break with reality, is an extreme communist, an extreme nihilist who decides to let the ship coast into a catastrophic accident. And I can't even describe what happens in this movie. I suggest people Google the posters for it just for a shocking revelation of kind of what you're getting into with this film. But I loved it. It's probably one of my favorite movies of the year.
Cool. SteveStebbing.ca. What the hell should we watch this weekend? Into the releases on the Blu-rays and the fancy things. DC League of Super Pets.
I have an owner, and he's Superman.
Let me just iron that out. They should call me Iron Man. No. My dog's the best, but he's not the greatest with other animals.
What is new with you, fellow normal dog?
I bit the FedEx guy the other day.
Who is he working for? General Zod? The Legion of Doom?
FedEx.
Of course, the Federation of X's. Not to be trusted.
What is taking my owner so long?
I like it.
I did not expect a lot from this movie. I brought my daughter to see this one when it played in theaters. And honestly, I just thought it'd be just kind of a throwaway movie. But I was actually really entertained by this one. It really made me laugh. It's got a sweet heart to it. Plus, it's got all of these really great in-jokes within the DC comics and everything that I thought was also just like it played to the parents that read these comics and are trying to indoctrinate our kids with them. And I think it did a good job of that. Plus, I do believe one of the greatest comedy duos working in Hollywood today is Kevin Hart and The Rock. They're just so great together, always.
Yeah, it's a little bit of wash, rinse, repeat, but it's just good every time. So mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that doesn't get old here. What the hell should we watch this weekend? That's what this is. Steve Stebbing is our movie expert. He's in Penticton, BC, and The Watcher.
There's this guy that lives across the street, and he's always looking over here.
Looking over here how?
Every time I look over there, he's just staring right at me.
Hello, darling. Any reason in particular you're standing in the dark?
Okay, that's not weird.
Yeah, right? An unsettling thriller about a husband and wife that moved to Bucharest because the husband's got this cushy job, which takes him out of the apartment for long, long times, leaving her alone in the apartment until she notices across the street that there is a man that is constantly watching her. And the obsession with this man and who he is begins, and writer and director Chloe Okuno just directs the heck out of this movie. It is so unsettling. It doesn't need to rely on extreme violence or gore or anything. Just the paranoia of it all, it just gets in your bones. And I really, really dug this one. If you don't want to buy the Blu-ray, because it is on Blu-ray now, you can stream it on Shudder now. And I mean, it's a perfect October movie to watch.
What the hell should we watch this weekend? Steve Stebbing, let's get on this one. Touch it quickly. The Midnight Club is on Netflix.
I'm Dr. Georgina Stanton. Welcome to Brightcliff. Every living day here is a win.
How long have you all been here?
4 months for me.
Five.
Three.
63 days, 17 hours, and 11 minutes.
You don't know the minutes.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm going to die.
all of us here are dying.
This is a hospice?
My parents told me this was a boarding school.
What's in the basement?
I dare you.
No, he doesn't.
It takes a lot to scare me.
No, wait, don't.
Don't. Don't actually go down there.
Okay, more scary. Let's touch on it quick because we got one other thing to talk about.
A little bit of Possum Kingdom from the Toadies there. This is the new show from Mike Flanagan, the guy behind Midnight Mass, Haunting of Bly Manor, The Haunting of Hill House. And it's based on a book by Christopher Pike. Christopher Pike was a big young adult author along with R.L. Stine in the 90s. And that's when this one takes place, basically around a hospice care for teens that are in the last throes of terminal cancer and everything. And it's a ghost story. So prepare to be jumping out of your skin every few minutes. I mean, the first episode alone, I felt like it was back to back, like 8 jump scares in a row that just nailed me every time.
Steve Stebbing, what the hell should watch this weekend? Vancouver International Film Festival. How's it going?
It's going good. I'm not crushing as many movies as I want to because I'm doing it virtually and doing it through screeners and everything. And sadly, I'm not on the coast for it. But I did see Hirokazu Kurita's new film, Broker, which might be my favorite movie of the year. It's just a brilliantly put together South Korean film. And this is just the time to see hard-hitting foreign films and a lot of North American stuff as well that's going to come out over the next 6 months. So just get an advanced view on it so I can start pumping the tires of all these movies. Is just a great opportunity, and it's honestly one of my favorite times of the year.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.